This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday that he would only meet with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to discuss his departure from power after an interview in which he suggested otherwise. The news site Axios has published an interview with Trump in which he said he would be open to meeting with Maduro. That statement left him appearing to waver in his support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, whom the U.S. and a number of other countries had formally recognized as interim president after contested elections in 2018. On Monday, Trump tweeted, "My administration has always stood on the side of freedom and liberty and against the oppressive Maduro regime." Guaido met with Trump in February as a guest for the State of the Union address in an attempt to rekindle his campaign to depose Maduro. In a statement about his visit, the White House said it would continue to work to confront the illegitimate dictatorship in Venezuela. The United States and other countries blame Maduro's socialist policies for a political and economic crisis threatening regional stability while recognizing Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate interim leader. Delegations from the United States and Russia are meeting in Vienna today and tomorrow to discuss their nuclear arsenals. President Trump has abandoned several U.S. treaties with Russia, including ones on overflights and on intermediate-range nuclear forces. Trump has said China should be involved in the talks on New START, in arguing that up until now Beijing has done as it liked in developing its weapons systems. The Chinese government has refused the invitation with its foreign ministry, saying earlier this month the time is not yet ripe for China to participate in nuclear disarmament negotiations. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting that U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order extending a ban on many categories of foreign workers and a curb on immigration visas through the end of the year. The White House says the extension is necessary to protect U.S. workers after steep job losses due to the coronavirus pandemic. The freeze is expected to apply to work visas for the technology sector, the forestry industry, and landscaping services, but to exclude farm workers and au pairs or child care providers. U.S. Department of Justice officials are investigating what popular U.S. race car series NASCAR has called a heinous act after a noose was found in the team garage of Bubba Wallace, the only top-level NASCAR driver. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Alabama said in a statement Monday it will work with the FBI and the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to review the situation. The statement said regardless of whether federal charges can be brought, this type of action has no place in our society. Wallace said he was incredibly saddened and added that the act is, and these are his words, a painful reminder of how much further we have to go as a society and how persistent we must be in the fight against racism. The incident happened at Talladega Superspeedway in the southern state of Alabama, which was scheduled to host a race Sunday before it was interrupted by rain. Protesters on Saturday and Sunday drove cars and trucks flying the Confederate flag on roads near the track. Wallace has drawn widespread support from other drivers for his push to get NASCAR to ban the presence of the Confederate flag at its races. The U.S. ambassador to Britain confirmed on Monday an American man was among three people killed in a stabbing incident in the British town of Reading on Saturday. He did not name the individual. Ambassador Woody Johnson offered his deepest condolences in a tweet to the families of those killed in the attack. He wrote, these are his words, "We condemn the attack absolutely and have offered our assistance to British law enforcement." British police said a 25-year-old local man was arrested at the scene and was believed to be the only attacker in the incident. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday demanded China free two Canadians who were charged with spying following a dispute involving all three countries. Pompeo said the United States is extremely concerned by the charges and also urged China to allow consular access, saying there has been no contact with the pair for nearly 6 months. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.